this is him.
Okay, there he is now. Jean, this is Carter. Subject coming out of the apartment now, walking down the street. You better warm her up. Over.
Okay, Carter. We're waiting for him. Out.
Bob, Carter here. A subject approaching you. Okay, go into your act. Over.
Okay, Carter. Got that. This is a piece of cake, man.
Nick, get the ambulance started. Cruise down slowly. It's going to happen in 1-2 minutes. Out.
Okay. Engine room. Out.
All right, let's go along and see how it all goes.
That is a matter of what you do. What's going on?
This is not good conduct that you make the arguments with me.
Now, look, Buster, I'm not arguing. I'm just telling you, I don't like your face. In fact, little man.
All right.
I'm going to shove you right out of my way.
Nice work, boys. Exactly as arranged.
Hey, he's hurt bad. Needs an ambulance. Hey, one over there. Hey, you guys! You guys! The man's been run over!
The Sounds of Darkness. Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness. Tonight, SF for a Soviet.
Well, you know something? It won't work.
Carter, why don't you leave that to me?
Maybe... Okay, for a little exercise, the engineer, a guy gets knocked down in the street, that a fake ambulance comes along to pick him up, that right now he's coming down here to Oregon. I enjoy working, you know. But your idea, Lee, is too far-fetched. It won't work. It can't work.
Carter, you've had a beef against the FBI for a long time. In fact, ever since Lee moved in on the East Venezuela jazz.
Yeah? Yeah, maybe that's true. At least I'm honest enough to admit it. You guys stick to your jobs, we stick to ours.
Except that Curtis called us in.
Which was unnecessary.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so this Russian guy gets here. He's known to be a member of the disruption and death section of the KBG. He's a killer. So he's here to do something. So why don't we pick him up, Lee? Grill him. Break him. We're not in business to pussyfoot around, Lee. Break him. Find out what he's in the States for. Masquerading as a Lithuanian immigrant, I ask
you. You guys know so little sometimes.
Meaning?
Exactly what I said. Anyway, Carter, you're under orders. You listen to me or you get taken off the job, okay?
Okay.
This whole thing is maybe too important for the CIA to try and knock us, the FBI. See it that way if you can. Johnny...
Yeah.
Quit working on your fingernails while that file disturbs me.
Okay. I didn't think you could hear it. You know, I think we're all getting jittery.
With reason. When's he due down, Carter?
6:20, Lee. He'll be driven here, taken to the house that Johnny got fixed up for us. And we can observe it from here, front and rear entrances of the house, in case he breaks out, you know.
Sure. Russian furniture, Johnny?
An exact duplicate. Even down to the trade names on the chairs.
And the rest of the furniture? Curtaining, sheets, pillows, mattresses even.
All similar.
Uh-huh. Well, that's nice going there, Carter. You arranged that?
Yeah, thanks. The girl, too.
Talks Russian like you, can act a part.
Yeah, nice looker, too.
Evgeny Kronsker is going to be in no mood for looking at dames, I reckon. We'll spot the headlights of a car coming up the road soon. Lee, you reckon this part of Oregon will approximate to Georgia and Russia?
Yeah.
Curtis himself chose this location. Trees, mountains, lakes. Snow at this time of the year. Almost an exact double. It's funny, isn't it? To fool a man, make him talk.
Come to Little Russia, right here in the state of Oregon. Spend your holidays in the true Marxist tradition. Turn in your father and mother to the secret police. You get 10 days holiday free. Lee, he is a killer.
He is a killer, Johnny. That's why we've doubled on presidential aides and guns up till now. He's here to do a job. On whom? Why him? Kronska. A trained killer. One of their very best. Here on a fake cover that we bust wide open the moment it came to us.
That's all, Simeon Lee, which we passed on to you.
Okay, sure.
He'll break Lee?
I think so. Not from being grilled, but from taking a step forward in time.
I mustn't try and talk too much, huh?
No, Dale. Well, he'll understand. As far as you're concerned, you'll just be a servant girl around the place. You mugged up on the setting, Georgia, Russia?
Uh-huh, sure.
Okay, let's go through it again. Because if we don't convince him, we're in trouble. Get it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Name the principal towns in that part of Russia. Give me a breakdown on products grown, when harvested, where sold, and what kind of price. Tell me what songs they sing there and what holidays they celebrate each year in Georgia. Describe your boyfriend, family, his ambitions, his looks.
Headlights coming up the road, Lee.
Good. Ring Carter.
You wish to speak?
Nice going, honey. I'll call Carter.
Right.
Now, listen, you beefer. The subject's coming up the road. The doctor's with him. He's still under sedation.
Yeah, that is good.
Give me the phone.
Yeah, Lee.
Thanks. Carter, the strike's yours now. Break him. No muscles. Call here for instructions, okay?
Yeah, understood. I will call you.
Thanks. And, Carter, good luck.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. These pills will keep him quiet?
Yeah, they'll dull his senses, give him a feeling of slight nausea, complete lassitude. He'll be completely tractable. You wouldn't care to tell me what's going on, eh?
Nope, sorry.
He's parted off in some foreign town. Sounded a bit like Russian.
Doc, he is a Lithuanian, an illegal immigrant. He may know something, that's all that concerns you.
Yeah, I know, but one's natural curiosity.
Don't be curious, Doc. You know what it did to the cat? And you know how to keep your mouth shut, huh?
Sure thing.
Okay.
I'll leave him with you.
Okay.
I know I've worked with you guys before, but, this seems kind of screwy.
Good night, Doc.
Okay. Seeing you.
Yeah, sure.
You have to hit him on the head like with a ball bat to make him go?
Dale, honey, you know this business as well as I do. You know also how I feel about it. But this stuff is so way out, it won't work. But Masters is a toughie. What he says we do, we do. And busybody doctors don't figure on the payroll.
We better get back to him?
Yeah. And don't forget, when he wakes, we talk English with an accent. Slip into Russian only occasionally. Now, you got that.
Yeah. And you want some more coffee, Lee?
No.
You worried, huh? First time I see you tap your fingers in a long time.
Yeah, a little. the only way I could think of to get Kronsky to talk. If it works, okay. If it doesn't, well, I've come up with some ideas before.
You sure have.
But this one, I may have overdone it. Maybe a grilling would have got him to open.
Russia, 1974. Making him believe that time has gone by?
Yeah. A man, a Russian agent, a killer, knocked down in the street in my instructions, brought here to a part of the States that resembles acutely his native country. The house, the furniture, the food, all like it, his hometown.
And the time factor?
Yeah. The calendars we had made up. The lot. No neighbors nearby to give the game away. Kronska sedated. Carter pretending to be Kronska's superior officer. Interrogating him, hoping to get out of him by pretending that his mission is done. What his mission in the States is. I'd like to be handling myself over there.
Are you Russians limited?
Yeah, I know.
Carter won't let us down. Dale Heaney won't either.
I hope not, Johnny. From this distance, I just hope.
I love cook.
Eugene. Eugene, you are home again. There is nothing to worry you.
Home?
Yeah.
There was a drunk man. He pushed into me, makes me into the street, a car.
Eugene, you were shot in the head in Germany 2 days ago, February the 15th, in this year of 1974.
Shot? Me? When? 1974?
But of course. Now, comrade, you sleep a little. In the morning, you will answer questions.
Difficult. Remember, comrade.
Of course. After the shot in the head, there comes the loss of memory. It is understood. It is my purpose to make you remember.
When was the car?
In February 1970. Damn, that was the month.
4 years ago?
5 years from February to February. Now, the mission in New York at that time, of course, it went well, but I should wish to hear from yourself exactly what happened.
You do not know?
Of course we know. But I will be frank. After New York, there was the return to us here in Russia from 1971 to 73. You were active on the border with the Chinese. You did some good work there. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
But came the incident in Berlin after the lightweight atom missile was exploded.
What?
Of course. You would not remember that either. I sent you to Berlin. A third of the city was destroyed. The missile was ours, exploded on purpose by American agents to bring on the war we all expect, but we avoided it through you. You uncovered the information. It was made public.
I do not know a thing of this.
You will in time. Comrade, there has been some talk that your duties were not always carried out too well. Perhaps a little conspiracy with the West.
Me? Me, Evgeny Kronsky?
Yes, you, comrade. You will have to be cleared by me before another mission comes to you.
That was enough.
I ask questions, not you.
I'm sorry, comrade.
Good. Therefore, you must be cleared. Perhaps even in New York you began defections.
Never.
Convince me then. Nadia.
Comrade.
Bring soup. The vodka. No. The light-bodied red wine from this district that I personally find so good. You remember it, Evgeny Somushka.
Yes. With the name, my head.
You will eat and drink, and you will talk, and you will talk fast. I cannot waste too much time here. I have to go back to Moscow. On what you tell me depends whether you live or die. The food and wine, Nadia.
Come as you said, Vigo. I die? But I did nothing wrong there in New York. I put the...
Food quickly.
Yeah.
We begin at the beginning. February 1970. You said you put something. You planted.
You know what I did.
Of course, but to clear you, you must tell me all the details. Where? When? Begin now.
This is a waiting game. You told me that yourself.
Johnny, how can I explain? Look, Kronska's no fool. The Russians aren't fools. Okay, he's here on a mission. But is it as simple as that? Why not the mission within the mission? What he tells us may be the outer mission, if you get what I mean. The plant, the obvious, that hides the other, more deadly mission. Kronska's a killer. Brainwashed almost. He will not, cannot, perhaps, give away the second mission. If there is one. He can and will and may be briefed to give away the first. The decoy.
Complicated. But it may not be like that, Lee. It could be a straightforward job he's here for. Well, Carter can get it from him.
Yeah. Kill the president? No. Take over the Russian spy ring here? No, Evtushenko's in charge of that from the embassy. Filch something. I don't think so. A killer, Johnny, something. Masters.
We got problems, Lee.
Give it to me.
Well, maybe it's my fault. That accident, he did get a tough knock on the head. I don't know if he's faking or not. He is, I think, actually suffering from a loss of memory. Patchy, you know.
Has he talked?
Yeah, well, a bit. I've done it all, like you said, frightened him, producing the dossier in Russian like you instructed. He is a frightened man, Lee, but he won't talk properly yet. I don't think he can talk. Well, I got out of it. He planted something somewhere.
What?
I don't know. He won't or can't tell me. All I know is that over the last few hours, he's gotten excited, Lee. He's accepted that it is 74 now. That the New York job was in the past. He's remembering it, but it's piecemeal. It's exciting him, Lee. Like there was a rush on things. Like urgent, you know.
Work on him, Carter. Work on him. Work on him.
You must remember.
I cannot. I've told you all the time. I feel sickness. I cannot. I have no end. It is hard to think.
Comrade Kronska, you are withholding information from me, your superior officer.
Are you what you say you are? What happened to...
Neputkin died. After him came Ristov, then me for this area.
Yeah, Putkin was a good man. A fair superior. I planted...
Yeah.
I placed...
Yes?
Where, as instructed,
yeah.
The three places... Time to... for the 18th.
What? Take a cigarette, comrade.
Thank you.
I shall light it for you. So, we begin again at the beginning. You arrived in New York in February, February the 1st. The story was that you were an immigrant from Lithuania seeking immigration. Someone had guaranteed you employment.
Yes, a relative, a cousin, yes. Had a small shop in Brooklyn. He was...
Something that's about to happen. Is he here anticipating an event?
Well, you gotta get some sleep.
Mission within a mission. A circle within a circle. A decoy job.
hiding the real job. Johnny, I'm flummoxed. I don't think I've felt so helpless in a long time. Sure, I engineered all this, but I'm not in contact. Carter's there. If I could have gotten to Kronska, maybe I'd get to know his mind. Trick him out of the brainwash, trick him into... Wait. Wait a minute. What's his name again? Kiro Rosen. Yeah, it could be him. Defected from Russia through Finland into Sweden. Gave himself up to the authorities, then took a powder, went into hiding. They said, he said, that they were after him.
He was the bacterial warfare scientist, wasn't he, a month back?
Kronska's a killer. A conditioned killer. He must be here to kill a man or a woman. Not one of us. Now what for? But one of them? Rosen. The scientist who can give the states and the free world that... Yeah, Johnny, it must be. But where is Rosen? We'll follow the fox, Johnny. Follow the fox. Yeah.
He's broken, Lee. Three bombs planted in New York. Disruption of traffic and so on. Information goes back to Russia. How the city reacts. Traffic jams. Extent of panic, you know.
It's not enough, Carter. That's the decoy. I'll be right with you. Johnny, get the car. Get me to Carter and Kronska now.
Feeling better now.
Yes. What more do you wish to know? Another cigarette do you have?
Use my lighter.
Yes. I am wondering what new work you have for me, comrade.
Of course.
I know there are still many things I cannot remember, but here... To Carter from Jill. Very clever, but not so clever. The writing on this lighter, all the time, American.
Okay, okay, Buster, that was a slip, but you've given us what we want, the information.
You think so? Jeez, I must find a car. What is the time? They're on the wall. Just before 8, I must drive to New York. And the gun... So, even our own little revolver, the Tarasca.
Da, you wish for something?
Even you fooled me. Now I must the car and drive now to New York.
Yeah, it's emergency. Carter tells us the time for 8 in the morning. Yeah, Washington, Triborg, and Queensboro Bridges. Jellic Knight, time device. Also, all states alert for the car. You got the plate and description? Okay. Yeah, Lee and I are coming through to Kennedy Airport fast.
I know you're tired, Johnny, but keep going.
Why hasn't he been stopped? What's wrong with the roadblocks? Why hasn't the state cop got him for speeding?
In Carter's supercharged job, he'll outgun anything. I'm hoping that somewhere he'll slow down, that's all.
Yeah, roadblock coming up.
Don't stop. Curtis, get that last phone message. This car is cleared.
Oh, you heard me phone him. Okay, we go straight through. Lee shot at poles. He must have crashed his way through. Lee, I reckon that scientist is going to get himself killed. We won't make it in time. Hey, on the side of the road, Carter's auto.
What? We've got him, Johnny. The sedation he was under. He must have pulled over to sleep some.
He's pulling out into the highway.
Shove him off the highway. Hurry.
Lee, we...
Do it, Johnny.
You okay, Lee?
Yeah. Get out. You get him.
Didn't knock into him that hard. Must have been when he crashed through the block.
Okay, let's have a look. Yeah. Must have broken his neck, I guess.
Dead, huh?
Can we,
Hold it. Want to listen to the radio a little.
In a little under half an hour, the Russian scientist Carol Ralston is expected to land at Kennedy. The flight captain of the plane due to arrive at this time made contact with Kennedy, stating that the scientist had given himself up on the plane seeking asylum in America. Carol Ralston is the world's leading authority on bacterial warfare, and it's expected that...
Yeah. A mission within a mission. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.